Welcome to Current Journal of Neurology Podcast. You are listening to Volume 21, Issue 2, April 2022. Article Number 4. A retrospective study of the safety and efficacy of rituximab in Iranian patients with myasthenia gravis, a single-center experience. First author, Bentalhoda Ziadini. Corresponding author, Shahriar Nafisi. Abstract, background. This retrospective cohort study was conducted to evaluate the efficacy and tolerance of rituximab for the management of myasthenia gravis. Methods: this retrospective cross-sectional study was conducted on 61 patients with refractory and non-refractory MG who received RTX. The myasthenia gravis activities of daily living profile was used to assess MG symptoms and their effects on daily activities at the start of RTX and in the last follow-up. The Myasthenia Gravis Foundation of America Post-Intervention Status Scale has been used as an outcome measure after treatment with RTX in the 12th month and the last follow-up. Results: the mean age of the patients was 40. 31 plus or minus 13.53 years. Of 61 patients, 8 were double seronegative, 29 had anti-acetylcholine receptor antibody, and 24 had antimuscle-specific tyrosine kinase antibody. According to the mean rank table, the results of this study showed that the drug was more effective in improving the symptoms of MuSK plus patients compared to the other two groups. The mean MGADL was 4.86 plus or minus 1.83 before treatment and 1.51 plus or minus 2.02 in the last follow-up visit. Paired t-test showed a significant association between MGADL before and after treatment in the last visit. Conclusion: this retrospective study showed a considerable effect of RTX as induction therapy in patients with MG, especially those with MuSK plus MG. You can read full article at cjntumsacir.com.